Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Now, speaking of holidays and Christmas, I think probably by this point in the month, a lot of people have their Christmas trees up, and y'all are rocking them. I just counted. We have 5 up at my house.
Whoa.
Christmas tree overkill. And I know growing up, my mom had one in, like, every room. I mean, we had, like, 10 Christmas trees. It was ridiculous. But, you know, every year when you put these things up, it's a great time to reminisce and look at all your ornaments and hang them there. And we want to know about those ornaments this morning. We want to know about the unique ones you have hanging on there, some of the stories behind some of them. Now, this all popped because the other day, Katie and I were talking about what we have on our tree, and then Whitney chimed in on Instagram, and she sent us a message. She literally said, okay, I have to chime in, is her first line. After hearing Katie talk about the beer can on her tree and Jeremy with the G.I. Joe dude on his star, I was cracking up at those thinking about the thing that I've put on my tree for the past 5 years. It also made me realize I'm even weirder than both of you combined. Okay, bring it, Whitney. What you got? She says, I keep a pair of panties on my Christmas tree.
She does not.
And then she wrote, boom, beat that.
She says,
yeah, right up front, red and lacy. Sexy, right? She says, it's my holiday good luck charm to help me find a man during the holidays.
I like that, though.
You like that?
I do.
She says, well, has it worked? No, I'm still emailing you alone at 11 p.m., so you tell me. She says, do you think anybody can beat that? You should totally ask your listeners what they have hidden or hanging on their trees, and I guarantee you I'm not the only one with something questionable tucked behind the ornaments. Happy holidays. Keep slaying. I see what she did there. That's from Whitney. So, yes, guys, our phone lines are open. We would love to chat with some folks today. What's the unique thing you have on your tree up top? Something sentimental? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Do you want to do a quick recap for people that didn't hear about your beer can?
Well, I just also want to say, Whitney, does she want like Santa to spend the night? Is that why she has the panties on the tree? Like, that's fun for me. I might like put some panties on my tree this
panties
year.
Panties on my tree?
Maybe.
Panties
it'll
on
work.
My tree?
Yeah, but okay, so the Busch Light can is what
although,
I put.
Although, hold on, your granny panties would like, you could probably do the tree skirt.
Stop it. That's
whole skirt.
Not that funny, Josh.
That was pretty good.
No. I have red panties for Santa, Jer.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's
the
Busch
Light
can, recap,
can is pretty funny because I was just at Walmart the other day and they had their whole section of ornaments and I saw a Busch Light can and it's funny because there's like jars of salsa and, you know, avocados. And so there's all these random food ornaments in this section already, but it is the Busch Light can that caught my eye because that's my family's drink of choice up there in North Dakota. That's what's going to keep them extra warm during the winter months is they'll go through a 30-pack of Busch Light. And it's just kind of like a funny thing because outside of North Dakota, I don't know a lot of people who get down with the Busch Light stuff. You know what I mean? So it reminds me of my family.
It's a college beer.
It instantly put a smile on my face. So I put it front and center on my tree. And I put it there as a joke and I was like, it won't stay there. But no, it's staying there. It is like
leave it
as it should.
The
who cares?
Prime ornament on my tree this year is the Busch Light can, and I'm going home for Christmas, so I will see my family, and that's kind of it. Is every time I see it, I'm like, I'm gonna see those crazy people this year.
I'm gonna bring me a 12 pack and wrap it up and put it under the tree.
We're probably gonna have some issues because of that Busch Light.
Oh no! I'm gonna tell you, there's gonna be a fight this Christmas. All sponsored by our good friends at Busch Light. Busch.
Oh, Maggie's gonna come out swinging.
I'm gonna bush somebody right into the tree. Yeah. What's the weird or unique thing you guys have on your tree? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Going back a step, my mom with all those trees, like she would always leave one right by the fireplace that she would decorate for every season, too. It would be like, you know, it would be a 4th of July tree, and she'd have all these American ornaments and little flags sticking out of it.
Wow.
And then it would be an Easter tree, you know, and then it would be a Thanksgiving tree. And
she got into it.
It was a lot of work. And then recapping what Whitney said about my tree, yeah, I've got a few special things on mine from a few ornaments that, you know, are straight out of the 80s that I still have held on to from my childhood that I like to put on there. And then, yes, in reference to the G.I. Joe guy, I have this little G.I. Joe guy that I have put up on the star of the tree for years and years and years, and he's my little Christmas protector.
Yeah.
And he just holds onto the side of that star up there and just looks down on Christmas with a sniper rifle.
And misbehaving kids.
He's prepared to take out Santa if necessary.
He's guarding the presents, too. Guarding the presents. He's got a job.
And it's up there every year. So what's on your tree? 303-691-1649. I can take a quick call, and then we got to get into a break. Hey, Rebecca. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. Tell us about what's on your tree.
Well, every year, friends and family have given my kids ornaments. So, and then I write on the bottom of it who gave it to them and what year it is. And now my kids are 27 and 28, and they both have their own homes. One of them is married. At what time, I actually offered them this year, do you want your ornaments? And my son was so offended. So at what year do I get to give them their ornaments?
What? Hold up. Why was he offended?
Well, because those ornaments need to be at his home, and I need to cherish and, you know.
Like
know
his,
that
his childhood home.
The real Christmas tree is at my house.
Gotcha.
So you should keep those because you should want them.
I think you should keep them, Rebecca. Selfishly, I would want those on my tree. I think it would. Every time I would put them up every Christmas, I would think of my kids and all the good memories. I don't think I would hand those off.
All the ornaments that they made, I'm keeping.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like I would. We do that thing where we take the kids out every year and they get to pick out an ornament.
Yeah.
And same thing. We write the date and hang it on the tree. I'm not handing those out when they move out. I'm keeping them.
Well, it's funny, Rebecca. I am actually in the same boat. Like, I tried to pack up a bunch of Zoe's stuff, ornaments included, when I moved into this new spot and give them to her. Like, you should want these. These are for your adult life now. And she kind of said the same thing to me, Rebecca. She's like, you should want those. I made those for you, you know? So it's funny. How, like, yeah, they want us to be proud of those things and display them our whole lives.
Now, yeah, I would keep it. I would keep it at home.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
all
hand
right.
those out.
Well, then that's what's on my tree. All of my children's stuff.
That's what, yeah.
Are you just in the phase? Are you in the phase where you're just trying to, are you in the get rid of phase now and you just want to unload them?
And a little bit. You know, my older people have all died, and I've had to go through their stuff, so I'm looking at my basement and thinking, my kids have to go through this.
Yeah.
So, like, I took all of their artwork and scanned it and made books instead and threw out all the old artwork.
I like it. That's
smart.
That's nice.
I don't know.
My mom's done a little bit of that, too, where she just takes pictures of everything and then sadly, like, gets rid of it.
Well, yeah,
I'm like, Mom, you can do it. It's fine.
I mean, it'll accumulate, and before you know, you have a whole basement full of stuff, right, Rebecca? Like, it gets out of hand.
A whole basement full of stuff.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Rebecca, you have a very Merry Christmas. Thank you for calling.
You too. Happy
right,
holidays,
bye-bye.
Guys.
Bye, Rebecca.
Josh
thank
is
you.
Trying to get through some of these calls. 303-691-1649 if you want to call us about what's on your Christmas tree. The other thing that we do that I find incredibly special is every summer when we go on vacation, we get an ornament from the location that we go for vacation.
I like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so we've already hung the ones from this this past summer. And again, it's one of those things. We'll write the date and where we were on the back of the ornament. Hang it up, and then every year when we get the tree out, you kind of reminisce about that vacation. Like, oh, St. Louis was fun, and you hang a little arch there.
I like that.
Remember when we almost threw up at the top of the St. Louis arch, and then you hang it around the tree. Like that. Hi, Gina.
Hi, good morning.
Whoa,
morning.
Good morning to you. What's the goofy thing you got on your tree?
I have a toilet paper roll ornament from the COVID time.
Of course you do. So it's an actual roll of toilet paper?
No, but it's shaped, the ornament is shaped as one, and it's from, like, during that time, someone gave it to me, and it has the year either 2020 or 2021.
The old hoarding toilet paper phase that we
that
were all in.
That is amazing. I thought at first you meant just, like, the cardboard circle thing, like, you just have it hanging on the tree, but you mean an ornament that looks like toilet paper. That's so good.
Yeah, that would be better, though.
No. I like yours better.
Were you Were you a teepee hoarder?
No, it ran out, so I would have been, but I couldn't find any.
I know,
so.
Right? None of us could.
I kind of am now.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I may or may not still have some rolls from COVID.
Seriously?
Jeremy.
I may
you took
or
them
may.
All.
I,
it was you.
It was me, Gina. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you couldn't wipe after you went poo-poo.
You were on the naughty list.
Yeah, he sure was.
Yep, Jeremy was on the brown list, I'll tell you that.